This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. It's a great day for the nation, partially because it's a great day for the Supreme Court of the United States. There's so many people who had lost faith in the Supreme Court, partially because of the decision overturning Roe v. Wade. Some people were angry about the decision getting rid of affirmative action, judging people based on race, not on their achievements or talents or any other aspect of their personalities. Though, by the way, the polling on that issue, on the number of people, including a majority of black Americans, do believe that people should be judged in a colorblind manner, not based upon what ethnic group they identify with. But today, regardless of how you feel about any of the court's recent decisions, there was such a sense of unanimity and a sense that the case that was being brought by the state of Colorado was just going too far. How was it going too far? Because it was taking away from the people of the United States the right to choose a president that they want. I do not believe that we will have a majority of Americans. It may be a plurality, but I don't think it will be a majority of Americans who want President Trump to return to the White House. But we have a whole campaign to work that out. And that is the choice of some close to 200 million voters. It's not the choice of nine people, no matter how well educated they may be in the American law. One of the most forceful, it seems to me, questions that were put today in the oral arguments before the Supreme Court was a question put by the Chief Justice, who I greatly admire. And John Roberts asked a very real question, which is that, okay, if the state of Colorado decides that they can take Trump off the ballot as a candidate for president based upon some form of disqualification, some undefined guilt, because there has been no trial of President Trump yet. That's coming, about whether he did in fact promote an insurrection. And I think President Trump has a lot of explaining to do on that issue, and that's fine. But the idea that to assume that it is already determined when there has been no legal proceeding to determine it at all, no congressional resolution, no formal indictment of President Trump that has actually led to a conviction of President Trump regarding insurrection, that isn't there. In any event, what Justice Roberts asked, and I think it was very forceful and very clear, was that if Colorado can remove Trump from the ballot, why can't another state then remove a Democrat from the ballot? If this is all left up to states, then what you're doing is you're giving an individual state power over the federal government in a way that the founders clearly didn't intend. Justice Kagan, who you would think would be about as anti-Trump as she could be, I mean, look at her background, former dean of Harvard Law School, by the way, and someone appointed by President Obama. But here is Justice Kagan asking a crucial question of Jason Murray, who was the lead attorney for the plaintiffs, for the Colorado defenders of the law that they had passed, or the decision that had been made by the Colorado Supreme Court to strike Trump's name from the ballot. This is Justice Kagan, clip two.
Most boldly, I think that the question that you have to confront is why a single state should decide who gets to be president of the United States. In other words, you know, this question of whether a former president is disqualified for insurrection to be president again is, you know, just say it. It sounds awfully national to me. So whatever means there are to enforce it would suggest that they have to be federal national means. Why does, you know, if you weren't from Colorado and you were from Wisconsin or you were from Michigan, and it really, you know, what the Michigan Secretary of State did is going to make the difference between, you know, whether candidate A is elected or candidate B is elected, I mean, that seems quite extraordinary, doesn't it?
No, Your Honor, because ultimately it's this court that's going to decide that question of federal constitutional eligibility and settle the issue for the nation. And certainly it's not unusual that questions of national importance come up.
Well, I suppose this court would be saying something along the lines of that a state has the power to do it. But I guess I was asking you to go a little bit further and saying, why should that be the right rule? Why should a single state have the ability to make this determination not only for their own citizens, but for the rest of the nation?
And that is a powerful, powerful argument, and one that works well. She came in with this question midway, seeming to end the case and to settle it. And it was almost as if she were speaking for all nine of the justices of the court. but that doesn't happen all the time. And by the way, Jason Murray, the attorney for Colorado, is a former clerk of Justice Kagan. Justice Kavanaugh, who is usually put on the other side of issues, was very much sympathetic with Justice Kagan. By the way, Jason Murray also clerked for him. Actually, no, he didn't. He clerked for Neil Gorsuch. But he clerked for somebody else on the Republican side of things. Brett Kavanaugh, appointed by President Trump, hit the lead attorney, Jason Murray, who's trying to keep Trump off the ballot, with a much-needed reality check. This is clip 7.
Some of the rhetoric of your position, I don't think it is your position, but some of the rhetoric of your position seems to suggest unless the states can do this, no one can prevent insurrectionists from holding federal office. But obviously Congress has enacted statutes, including one still in effect, Section 2383 of Title 18 prohibits insurrection. It's a federal criminal statute. And if you're convicted of that, you are, it says, shall be disqualified from holding any office. And so there is a federal statute on the books, but President Trump has not been charged with that.
He hasn't been charged with that, and he hasn't been convicted. And meaning that if you're convicted of an insurrection, you shall be disqualified from holding any office. But the question of Trump's participation in and involvement in an insurrection is highly controversial. And in fact, that's the essence of the big trial that is coming up sometime in March, one hopes. And that is the big trial with Jack Smith, the special prosecutor, taking a look at what also had been found by the Special Select Committee about what happened on January 6th. Is it rightly classified as a riot or an insurrection? One could hardly say that it can be classified as a tourists going through a stroll inside the Capitol building, not when 140 police officers were injured. There is more on this issue coming up. We'll also be speaking with Stephen Hayes coming up from the Dispatch. He will be talking about, well, Trump's veep stakes. What is at stake with Trump's election of a vice president? And why is there this peculiar appetite for the group No Labels? And does that really mean that there will be a Hollywood ticket that is foisted upon the public. We will get to that and more coming up on the MedVet Show. Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. This is $19.95 for a three-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. If you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision-making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. Get off the sidelines. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night, and more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
February is Heart Month, and every year, Extendivite has a sale. This year is no different. Extendivite is regularly $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply. In February, Extendivite is only $57.50 for a 2-month supply plus shipping and handling. Extendivite is a combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. These ingredients work synergistically to improve your overall health. So don't delay. Join the Extendivite family today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Michael Medved Show. Yes, I would love to put on the air for you to hear yourself back and forth with the justices battling one another and Justice Kavanaugh going toe-to-toe with Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson and Justice Elena Kagan taking on Justice Sam Alito did happen. You know why not? Because this was among all the cases that involved Donald Trump, this is one of the easiest. And by the way, the one thing people say about this, they say Democrats were conspiring to take Trump's name off the ballot. Actually, most of the people who were involved with emphasizing this Section 3 of the 14th Amendment and talking about Trump as an insurrectionist, most of them were Republicans. And they were Republicans who were very anti-Trump. But that is a factor in national life right now. And even if you look at one of the most advantageous recent polls for President Trump, it shows that he has much less unanimous support among Republicans than Biden does among Democrats. There are only 2% of Democrats who say they're planning to vote for Trump. 7% of Republicans say they're planning to vote for Biden. But leave that aside for a moment, because right now President Trump is about to celebrate and what is going to be, and probably announced very soon, a decisive victory over the state of Colorado, at least their Supreme Court, which voted in a 4-3 decision that Trump's name would be removed from the ballot. By the way, his name is actually on the primary ballot for Colorado because they had a stay of enforcing that judgment by the Colorado Supreme Court. Justice Brett Kavanaugh, again, another Trump appointee, told the representatives of the state of Colorado, led by Jason Murray, they told him that their bid to keep former President Trump off the primary ballot could have a really terrible impact on the idea of election integrity. How? Listen, this is clip six.
What about the idea that we should think about democracy, think about the right of the people to elect candidates of their choice, of letting the people decide? Because your position has the effect of disenfranchising voters to a significant degree. And should that be something, does that come in when we think about should we read Section 3 this way or read it that way? What about the background principle, if you agree, of democracy?
I'd like to make 3 points on that, Justice Kavanaugh. The first is that constitutional safeguards are for the purpose of safeguarding our democracy, not just for the next election cycle, but for generations to come. And second, Section 3 is designed to protect our democracy in that very way. The framers of Section 3 knew from painful experience that those who had violently broken their oaths to the Constitution couldn't be trusted to hold power again because they could dismantle our constitutional democracy from within. And so they created a democratic safety valve. President Trump can go ask Congress to give him amnesty by a two-thirds vote. But unless he does that, our Constitution protects us from insurrectionists. And third, this case illustrates the danger of refusing to apply Section 3 as written, because the reason we're here is that President Trump tried to disenfranchise 80 million Americans who voted against him.
Okay, that argument is showing the essence of what some of the core beliefs or core motivations were from the people who were applying that Section 3 of the 14th Amendment in the way they did. Ketanji Brown Jackson went after Colorado's entire argument, this in an exchange with Jason Murray, who is an attorney representing the group of Colorado voters who were coming forward to defend the decision of the Colorado Supreme Court. This is clip 9.
What is very clear from the history is is that the framers were concerned about charismatic rebels who might rise through the ranks up to and including the presidency of the United States.
But then why didn't they put the word president in the very enumerated list in Section 3? The thing that really is troubling to me is I totally understand your argument, but they were listing people that were barred, and president is not there. And so I guess that just makes me worry that maybe they weren't focusing on the president and, for example, the fact that electors of vice president and president are there suggests that really what they thought was if we're worried about the charismatic person, we're going to bar insurrectionist electors, and therefore that person is never going to rise.
This idea that you're talking about the details of the language, which is what people call the easy off-ramp from this particular issue. Justice Gorsuch very quickly took a sledgehammer to Colorado's entire argument for keeping Trump off the ballot. Listen, this is clip three.
Given that Section 3 speaks about holding office, not who may run for office, it was a point Mr. Mitchell was making earlier, and I just wanted to give you a chance to respond to it, because it seems to me that you're asking to enforce in an election a provision of the Constitution that speaks to holding office. So it's different than the Qualifications Clause, which is all about who can run and then serve.
Yeah. I don't know that it is different. Okay. Other qualifications for office similarly talk about eligibility for the office. There's nothing unconstitutional about a 30-year-old trying to get on the ballot.
Except for this disability can be removed, right, under Section 3. That's what's different about it.
And that's another reason that it is very highly likely that Trump's name is not going to be stricken from the Colorado ballot, not from the ballot in Maine, not anywhere. Doesn't mean that his legal problems are over. The polling shows overwhelmingly that there is a very substantial number of people who would otherwise vote for Trump who say that if he is convicted of a crime, they would not vote for him. And is he likely to be convicted of a crime regarding some of the charges against him brought by Special Prosecutor Jack Smith and some of the charges he's going to have to face concerning his behavior surrounding January 6th and the riots then, if not the insurrection then? We will all see how that plays out. Coming up, he's still the front runner. And what about his Veep stakes, his selection for a running mate? We'll be speaking about that with Stephen Hayes of the Dispatch coming up on the Medved Show.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
USA News Update. The seven migrants accused in the Times Square assault on two NYPD officers have been formally charged. The Manhattan prosecutor announced the indictments regarding the January 27th attack outside a migrant shelter. Former President Trump's attorney Jonathan Mitchell argued before the Supreme Court Thursday that the events at the U.S. Capitol in 2021 should be termed a riot, not an insurrection.
President Trump did not engage in any act that can plausibly be characterized as insurrection.
He defined an insurrection as a violent effort to overthrow the government and contended that the 14th Amendment's prohibition on insurrectionists running for office only applies to appointed officers. The five Marines who were reported missing following a helicopter crash have been found dead. They were en route to San Diego from Creech Air Force Base near Las Vegas on a training flight last Tuesday. The wreckage of the helicopter was found yesterday. John Schaefer, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Pleasure to welcome to the show Stephen Hayes, who is the editor and CEO of the Dispatch, and on a whole series of politically significant bits of news today. It is a real joy to speak to him. He has provocative columns, some of them we posted at our website at michaelmedved.com. Stephen, if you were to explain what you refer to as the appetite for no labels, how would you explain that, and where is there evidence that there is some great appetite for the campaign coming up for those 13 states where I believe no labels has a place already? They're trying to get all 50 states for running the name on a ballot of a candidate, a nominee they haven't chosen yet. What's the story with no labels and its persistent fascination?
Yeah, hey Michael, it's great to be back with you. It's a really interesting question, and you know, one of the things that people who do what we do like to do and like to speculate about is all of these potential disruptions to what's usually a pretty safe and stable presidential election. We talk about third parties, we talk about, you know, conventions that are contested, we talk about all manner of things that don't end up really mattering. And I think this year, these are the kinds of things that are going to matter and may, in fact, be decisive in this 2024 presidential election. There was a poll that NBC News had back in April. And it was a simple question. They asked how many, they asked the people they polled, will you be satisfied or unsatisfied if it's a Trump-Biden matchup, rematch? And 5% said that they would be satisfied with the Trump-Biden rematch. And there's been other polling that suggests the number might only...
It's a resounding vote of confidence, in other words.
Exactly. There's been other polling, more recent polling, as this reality seems to be getting nearer and nearer every day, that suggests really, only 75% would be dissatisfied. But people don't want this. And, we have evidence. I would say we have abundant evidence over the last 24, 48 hours of the problems that you see both with Donald Trump as the presumptive Republican nominee and Joe Biden as president and as the presumptive Democratic nominee. So that, I think, is a basic case for whatever this turns out to be, a third-party run, a no-labels candidacy, as you suggest. I do think there's likely to be some enthusiasm there, and I think it'll likely matter.
And you talk about, with a question mark after it, a McConaughey-Hanks ticket. That would be Matthew McConaughey and Tom Hanks. Why do you select them? I mean, I know McConaughey's talked about running for governor of Texas, and given some of the controversies involving Governor Abbott, maybe he'd find some support. But who would be top of that ticket? Would it be Matthew McConaughey? Would it be Tom Hanks? Or would it be Dwayne Johnson, The Rock?
Yeah, I mean, I think that was not me, just to be clear. That was not me writing that. But my colleagues have had some fun thinking about people who have, national followings. We're now in this era, I think. We've been walking into the era of the celebritization of politics for a long time, but certainly Donald Trump brought us very soundly into that era. And I think, one of the reasons that he won in 2016 is because he had been on, in people's living rooms, firing people who weren't doing jobs well as the host of The Apprentice. So I think we're at the point where celebrity really matters, and you can get your word out, you can get your campaign message out in totally untraditional ways. You don't have to wait for to be granted an interview on a Sunday talk show or ABC News morning TV show. You can now create your own audience and create your own following. So I think it does open the door to more celebrities choosing to enter politics. I don't think this is a good thing. I mean, this is not my preferred state of affairs, but I think it's upon us, and I wouldn't be surprised if, probably not as much in 2024, but beyond, whether you're talking about gubernatorial races like the one potentially in Texas, or elsewhere, maybe at the presidential level in the coming cycles, we're definitely going to see more celebrities getting involved.
Well, but that brings us back to this question where three quarters of Americans, and I think your guesstimate is probably, if anything, maybe even understating it, three quarters of Americans lack enthusiasm for a contest between Joe Biden and Donald Trump. That partially is, I think, based upon their first debate last time 4 years ago, which was probably the most unpleasant thing I've ever seen on TV, which covers covers a lot of ground. Do we really want what can be done, or what can be hoped for, to at least broaden the choice a little bit, other than being forced to take Robert F. Kennedy Jr. seriously?
Yeah, I mean, what's crazy is, if you look at the polling right now, and you look at national polling that has included Robert F. Kennedy Jr., he's routinely polling at about 20%. He gets about a fifth of the electorate. Now, I'm under no illusion that that's because people are familiar with the policy positions he's pushing, to the extent that he has policy positions, or even the conspiracy theories that he's floating. But I think it's much more just registering this dissatisfaction with the choice between Joe Biden and Donald Trump. Kennedy has not done much, at least to this point, to get himself on ballots across the country. And that, I think, will be his biggest challenge. These ballot deadlines are coming up. They come up on a rolling basis. They come up on a state by state basis. And if you don't qualify for the ballot, you're not going to appear. You could launch a write-in campaign in certain states, but that gets really difficult really fast. I think the thing that No Labels has is they're already, I think, on a dozen, maybe a slightly more ballots. And, as this process continues, they have an actual plan to get on more ballots. And I think on the low end, if you talk to people who are involved in those efforts, they think they can get on three dozen ballots. And on the high end, they think they can get close to being on every single ballot. The question is, what kind of a ticket will they put together? Having done some reporting around the No Labels efforts, I think they would prefer to have a Republican at the top of the ticket. They probably would like to have a mixed ticket, a Republican and a Democrat. And I think they'd like the top of the ticket, all things being equal, to be a governor or a former governor. And I think that there will be two big questions. Do people want to support the ticket because it's not Trump and it's not Biden? And I think there's a good chunk of voters who are there, as you suggest. And then can that kind of a hybrid ticket put together a message, a campaign message that will make their appeal broader than just an anti-vote because people don't like the existing choices?
So who's the former Republican governor who could fill that role? Is it Chris Christie? Is it Larry Hogan? And what about Trump's vice presidential picks? James Carville has actually nominated somebody to be Trump's vice president. Interesting choice. And no, it's not Mary Matalin. We will be right back with Stephen Hayes of The Dispatch. Coming up on The Medved Show, choices for VP for Trump. Will it matter more than that kind of choice usually does? I think so, actually. We'll be right back.
You saw real white trash on display.
Michael Medved.
He dresses like white trash. He really needs a fashion consultant.
Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. This is $19.95 for a 3-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. If you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision-making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. Get off the sidelines. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org. Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for Amfed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and company, owner of Amfed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call Amfed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. Let's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.
And on the Michael Medved Show, we're joined by Steve Hayes, who is the editor and CEO of The Dispatch. He has written about many aspects of this campaign, which is unconventional, unpredictable, dominated by two candidates that nobody seems to like, or at least have at least upward limits in terms of the percentage of people who do seem to like them. Do you heard about James Carville's suggestion as Trump's running mate? Did you, Steve?
I have not.
He suggested Kellyanne Conway as an ideal vice president for President Trump. What do you think?
Yeah, so I'll admit that I don't understand. I don't understand that. The thing that she has, I guess, is that she's loyal and she's TV ready because she's a constant presence on Fox News. But I don't see that that helps him expand his electorate much.
Well, probably it'd help more than George Conway as an unlikely running mate for
right.
Donald Trump.
Right.
So you write about the Veep stakes for Trump because he needs some kind of calming balance, which is part of why he chose Mike Pence. And Mike Pence used to describe himself as, when he was a talk radio host, as Rush Limbaugh on decaf. what do you think, seriously? I mean, there was a whole piece in the New York Times by Frank Bruni about Vivek Ramaswamy as Trump's running mate. He's not going to pick Vivek, it seems unlikely to me. Where do you think he's going to turn?
Yeah, I mean, I would put Vivek as unlikely, but, you know, one of a handful of people that he would maybe consider. I think this is a big question. He could try to expand his base by picking somebody who's not sort of primarily thought of as a MAGA Republican, who's not a Trump-first Republican. And if he goes in that direction, the most obvious person would be Nikki Haley. She's said a lot of things about him in this past several weeks that make that, I think, increasingly unlikely. She's been very harsh, and she was asked a question about the lawsuit from E. Jean Carroll and the $83 million award from a jury against Donald Trump in that case, and said that the jury followed the evidence. So she's, in effect, endorsed this idea that Donald Trump is sexually abused E. Jean Carolyn should pay for it. So that, I think that makes it hard. The other person who's a bit of a dark horse but has been getting some talk among Republicans in Washington is Senator Katie Britt from Alabama, who's 42 years old. She defeated in a Republican primary in Alabama Mo Brooks, who was Trump's first pick. But she's, you know, she can speak the language of MAGA when she needs to. She endorsed President Trump before the primary, the caucuses and primaries. And would be, I think, appealing to the suburban women that I think Donald Trump needs to do his very best to win back. So she would be somebody who is sort of a dark horse now, but I think we're likely to hear more about. And then the others, you know, Lee Stefanik, J.D. Vance, some of the others who come from the MAGA world that Trump would love to have.
Well, doesn't Elise Stefanik at least have that background where she came to Congress originally as a more moderate Republican, mainstream Republican, and then went MAGA, and she seems to be campaigning actively for it. I get in my email, I get Team Elise three or four times a day now. And yeah. Which all of looks like a campaign for vice president for me.
Yeah, I think that's right. I mean, she's sort of shameless about it, right? She's just openly campaigning for it. She will say, if anything happens that puts Donald Trump in a bad light or that makes people question his sanity or where people think maybe he went too far, she's almost always reliably the very first person out defending him. And I think it really doesn't matter at this point what he does. She will defend it or explain it or, you know, or pretend that it's a good thing. And that win.
Look, yeah, he really does look like Elvis.
Well, yeah. I mean, Trump was that. So if he's rewarding people who have shown loyalty in the past, he's got to be in the discussion, I think.
In terms of the impact on the campaign, we were talking before about no labels and the fact that Robert Kennedy has 20% consistently in polls or at least 15%, which gets him in the debates. And what you were saying, I think, is true, is that no labels would prefer to have a Republican at the top of the ticket. That leaves out Joe Manchin. So where are they most likely to turn, in your opinion?
Yeah, it's a good question. I think Manchin would love to be the no-labels candidate and has been, he's been involved in conversations with them going back more than a year and in his own way is sort of running a quiet campaign to be drafted as the no-labels candidate. He spent some time in New Hampshire, some time in South Carolina. Like Joe Manchin would like to do it. I don't think he'd be their first choice. You know, if they're looking at governors, I think their first choice or among their first choices would be Chris Sununu, current governor of New Hampshire, who's leaving at the end of his term, served as an outspoken critic of Donald Trump for Nikki Haley's presidential campaign. He was sort of the main surrogate in New Hampshire on her behalf, but, you know, did lots of national press, including the podcast with the Dispatch and some interviews with us, where he was really directly critical of Donald Trump. And he presents in sort of an optimistic, idealistic way, despite the fact that we're in this crazy moment in our politics. And it's a way I think that could be quite appealing. He suggests that he doesn't want to do it, that he wouldn't do a no labels. He wouldn't be on a no labels ticket. He's not interested in running as a third party candidate, but I think they probably are interested in him. Chris Christie is another person who, you know, put himself out there as a Republican, I think would be certainly open to being drafted by no labels if they came knocking on his door. Somebody that's sort of the profile I think the no labels team is looking for.
And probably more than Larry Hogan, the former governor of Maryland, who was very successful for two terms, but does not appear to have the presidential bug in the way that a Chris Sununu might or Chris Christie. We know he's been a candidate
twice.
Yeah, certainly
not Christie. Yeah. Right. Certainly not Chrissy. But I think Hogan's an interesting fellow as well. He was the chairman of No Labels and resigned about 3 weeks ago, with some speculation that he resigned so that he might be considered by the organization. I think you're right. For a while, he had, in effect, made a decision that he didn't want to do it. But when he resigned, there was, I think, some informed speculation that he was more open to it than he let on. A successful Republican governor in a blue state left office with 69% approval rating, but nonetheless managed to govern as, you know, more conservative in one of America's bluest states. He'd certainly have a record that he could tout if he decided to jump in, if that's where they landed.
And is your guess as to the winner in this entire process, or is that looking too far ahead?
You mean on the No Labels, or
no? I mean the entire process. Do we have a second term of Sleepy Joe, or do we have the Donald returning to power, or something else?
So I don't mean this as a dodge, although it will sound like a dodge. I don't see how Donald Trump wins, and I don't see how Joe Biden wins. So it's a difficult moment in the political prognostication world. But
you're betting on Cornel West, are you?
Over 46. Cornel West, maybe the Libertarians. They'll be on, I think, 48 to 50 ballots. So maybe there's a Libertarian candidate. No, I mean, I think it's likely to be almost certain to be one of the two major party candidates. But what happens between now and Election Day in November, I think, is sort of a steady state of chaos with
the
news.
The one thing that is fascinating, and one of the things that keeps me up at night, literally, is that if a No Labels candidate or even a Robert Kennedy is able to win even two states and take some electoral votes, you have a real possibility of no majority in the Electoral College, and then that goes to the House of Representatives, where each state has one vote. So Wyoming has the same number of electoral votes in effect as California. And you have Mike Johnson presiding over the whole thing. Isn't it fortunate we live in this greatest nation on God's green earth?
Hey, want to feel young again? Are you tired, run down, have aches and pains, brain fog? This is science-based, not hype or fancy marketing. It really works. Carbon 60 helps detoxify your body on the cellular level. It stabilizes free radicals, just like the antioxidants found in red wine and berry stew, but on a far smaller, more bioavailable nanoscale. It's like a bottle of electrons, helping your body to function better. You can also apply it on your skin, topically, over muscles, joints, or organs. Most people feel results within minutes. This is not a drug. It's organic carbon. Feel better today. About 95% of our users report more energy and clarity of mind within 10 days. Give us a call at Gruska's Carbon 60 at 720-600-6040 or visit our site at c-60.com. Call 720-600-6040. And feel young again.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.